95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Riggs and Steve in the Morning Hog. Proud to have Dee Snider with us, part of the Legacy, a tribute to Leslie West tribute record, which is out now. Dee is on two of those tracks. Incredible guitar playing in that thing, and lots of great tunes. And like a deep dive into, I mean, you know Mississippi Queen, but there's so much more Leslie West music out there.
Well, you know what? I always tell people, if you're a fan of an artist or a fan of a band, yeah, or you like a song, take a moment to go a little further and say, well, you know, where do they come from, or who influenced them?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where? How? You know? And just look a little bit deeper, and you'll be stunned to find that so many of your heroes, like I said, hip hop, the thrash metal community.
Right.
One of the biggest guitar players that Leslie influenced is Michael Schenker.
Yeah.
Formerly the Scorpions, Michael Schenker Group. He is the main inspiration for the entire Bay Area thrash scene. All of your great guitar players from Metallica, Testament, all those people, they're all disciples of Michael Schenker, but Michael Schenker is a disciple of Leslie. So by connection, Leslie affected that whole world too.
That's phenomenal. I mean, you talk about a guy who was just a musician, but then he wasn't. He was like a goodwill ambassador for the genre and beyond, obviously. And I got to give you some credit too for something that's happening right now. I hope you can say a couple words about this, but you took on this Ukraine situation in a capsule. Tell everybody what you were able to do and how big this has become.
Well, I'm one of the founding members of an organization called WorldUnited.live. It's a website, WorldUnited.live, and it's a multifaceted effort to help Ukraine. But the first one is we realized that the people in Russia are not getting the truth. Websites are blocked from them, and the news media is not telling them the truth. They don't know what's going on. And we know that in this day and age, no one trusts politicians and no one trusts the media anymore. But for some reason, we do trust our heroes. Mm-hmm. And we are making an effort to reach out to celebrities and have them make videos and post them, sending messages to the Russian people, telling them the truth of this invasion and what's going on.
Wow.
And one of the people I was able to actually get to make a tape was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wow. If you've seen that tape, that's because me and Arnold were hanging out in Columbus, Ohio, at the Arnold Sports Festival for a weekend. And during that weekend, I was talking to him and telling him about what we were doing, and he said, I'll make a video.
Wow.
So that video of him speaking to the Russian people, I don't want to take credit for it because the idea of it comes from people who are in my organization who had to realize that this would work and could help. And Arnold is now an enemy of the state in Russia.
Wow.
Because you can't stop every URL. And that's what we know. You can block TikTok, but you can't stop every single website and every URL, and the message will get through.
It's a phenomenal venture, and of course, if you haven't tracked it down, go to Dee's social media, the Twitter, everything. It's all right there. You can track it down. One more quick thought. This week we've been pummeled with the news about Taylor Hawkins. I know you've posted some stuff about him. In a short minute, give me something about your interaction with Taylor Hawkins.
I had an amazing opportunity to jam with, the Foo Fighters band had a side project called Chevy Metal. I did festivals and events and things like that.
Awesome.
And on two occasions, I got to play with those guys. And the spirit, Taylor Hawkins' spirit, look, he's the drummer behind not only the greatest drummer in the world, Dave Grohl, but one of the most famous individuals in the world. I mean, he's one of the famous frontmen in the world, and yet somehow Taylor Hawkins managed to shine on his own and become his own a drummer.
It's incredible.
Become his own celebrity. That is like, Ringo. It's like the shortest list in the world. Tommy Lee. There's like two guys who have like made that grade. So that's the pure energy and pure joy that Taylor exuded, and people loved him.
That's awesome.
And in the times I got to play, I fully understood what they were feeling because I was right there in front of his drums, feeling it as close as you possibly could. And it was amazing. It's so sad to see him go.
That's awesome. I appreciate you saying something about that. Legacy, a tribute to Leslie West, is a record you need to get. It's out now. Wherever you get music, get it and sit down and listen to the whole thing. As Dee said, you got Zakk Wylde, you got Slash, you got Friedman, you got Eddie on there, you got Yngwie, you got all these guys that are playing in that Leslie West kind of style, but putting their own spin. George Lynch, especially, and Dee, belts out the hits on two of those. By the way, I had the pleasure of meeting Jenny West just a couple weeks ago at a St. Paddy's Day party. And I think she might have emailed you a photo of you and I meeting in 19-something.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She sent it to me.
Yeah. So I want to thank you for awesome. Making me cool, Dee Snider, because let me tell you something. I would not have been able to sustain a cool level through high school and college if it were not for that photo. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And it's great to talk to you.
You too, man.
And, hey, man, thank you so much for the support of Leslie's music. Everybody check out Legacy.
Thank you much, man. Thank you, I appreciate you, dude.
Bye-bye, guys.
Take care. Bye.